Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, you know, I dabble in gambling. Not Sean Pendergast level.
Is that legal here?
Oh, yeah.
So you're doing illegal activities?
No, there are ways. There are ways to get
you're
that
breaking the law.
Oh, my goodness.
There are ways. How do you know I'm breaking the law?
Where's your all pass?
I'm not at Tyler Milner's level or Sean Pendergast level, but I dabble. I saw the worst bad beat. You know, everybody knows what a bad beat is, right?
Shout out to Scott Van Pelt making it very abundant what a bad beat is.
It's a lock. You're going to win the bet.
Except you don't.
You're good to go. And then something crazy happens and you don't. I think I might have seen the worst bad beat in the history of the NFL this morning. I saw it. So the over-under on David Montgomery's season total of rushing this year was 775.5 yards.
Easy money.
Easy money.
Him and Jahmyr Gibbs, they'd be getting that rock. They'd be running that football.
Yeah, man.
100%.
Then he hurt his knee. His total for the year, 775.
Half yard short.
Whomever, and you know there were a lot of people that did it. You know, Lions, obviously, big time team.
And again, this one felt obvious.
Half a yard because of an injury in week 14.
I don't feel good about the things that are going through my mind right now. Because I'm not a gambler. I know myself well enough to know that would drive me up a wall and then down a wall and then up another one. Like that one, that would drive me wild. And I don't know what I'd be liable to do in that circumstance.
Even a statistical glitch, you know, that somebody didn't give him that extra. Cause you know, if the ball's between the yardage markers, you can go, you know, whatever way.
There's somebody,
but it's touching the back.
There's somebody in a sports book right now. Yeah. Like, see, look, they didn't count that yard right.
Yeah.
5 weeks ago. They didn't count that yard right. They said that was a 3 yard gain. That was a 4 yard gain. Give me my money.
775.5, and he hurts his knee at 775.
Are you trying to say
that is the
that
worst?
Vegas hurt Dave Montgomery
point,
so they didn't have to pay out? Is that the conspiracy that you're laying out here?
Were they playing the Chiefs? No, I'm just kidding.
Not
really.
Unbelievable. No, that is a terrible beat, and it's just another reminder that I don't
and
like
yet
gambling.
I still go back to it.
Hey,
I still go back to gambling.
It's the cartel, man.
It is. Oh, what was her name? What was
Nicole.
Her name?
Nicole. That's right, Greenhead.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nicole was on to something, man. Mm-hmm. We should have never doubted her. She was a prophet. Mm-hmm. A prophet, I say.
These are my confessions.
What was that? Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're a few days removed. I see, this is what happens when I don't write things down.
I saw the light bulb go off.
The first confession before I even get to anything, I just realized I'm at a point in my life where I need to write things down. Mm-hmm. Just like all the things. Cause I sit in that moment where I'm like, yeah, I'll remember. And then 2 seconds later, what was it that I was saying?
Yeah.
But no, here, what I wanted to talk about was in that same way where I forget very quickly, being a few days removed from sitting in that in the Women's Memorial, the Military Women's Memorial in Arlington, Virginia, where, I mean, it was a sobering place, but it was also just cold in there. And we were like, oh, it's kind of cold here. I can't wait to be back home. This morning, as I was getting ready, I saw that coat hanging up and I was like, it would be nice if it was cool to be able to actually wear like cold weather gear.
You think he had nice coats? I got to give you guys credit.
It was that's the thing, is like, especially seeing some of these other schmucks. Yeah. No, I'm just playing. It was cool. It was cool being with all these folks. But like, hey man, getting to like really dress it up with the cold weather gear.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, that was kind of nice. And thinking about that this morning, I was like, do you forget that you were cold?
Yeah.
Like, shout out to Michael Irvin, right? When we was playing in that cold weather, we was cold, right? Yeah. Like, that's how I felt at various points this weekend. And all it took was getting back here for a couple of days. Like, it'd be cool to be cold a little bit.
And see, that kind of made me appreciate people in Houston that dresses up when it's like 60 degrees and all
boots.
That stuff.
The boots.
Yeah, because you ain't going to wear it again.
They get those boots going.
This is the only time you can do it. And on the East Coast, salute to people on the East Coast, but they ain't trying to look pretty.
No.
They trying to stay warm, man. So they ain't out here trying to flex like we was.
It gets to 68 degrees, and I'm walking into this building, and you see every woman with their knee-high boots. They're living that they've been saving.
Gotta get this fit off.
They've been saving them.
If I don't get this fit off, it's till next year, baby.
Yeah, you ain't never going to wear it.
Maybe that little cold front that might hit you in February or something like that. Yeah. But other than that, like,
it's every year. It's like clockwork.
Right? Because, I mean, we're just getting to winter. But you never know if that winter actually is going to hit you in such a way where you can actually break out the gear, if it's just kind of going to be a hoodie winter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I was looking at that coat, which is a full coat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, that one might be gone for the year. It'd be nice to get one day. But I imagine if I get that day, I'll be upset as well. These are my
confessions. Man, Uncle Boot Man getting old, man.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Uncle Boot Man getting old. I saw everybody on this Al Gore's internet talking about Kaya.
Oh.
And I'm like, who is this? Everybody kept saying, why are these girls hating on Kaya? So I had to look up, see who is this Kaya y'all talking about?
How often, by the way, does that happen now, where you're just like, I have to look up what's happening as opposed to be catching on fairly quickly?
So in my brain, I'm thinking like, if I see this person, I probably know. I'm like, oh, okay, that's who that is. So I looked it up, and this is the first thing I see.
Cooking with Kaya.
So I'm like,
is that the mac and cheese?
I have no idea.
She did
a mac and cheese.
She did a mac and cheese that looked kind of good that I kind of want to try and make.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
So if you're not familiar with her like I was, cooking with Kaya, she cooks a lot of food and she twerks.
Oh, I didn't actually see. I must have seen a cut up somewhere else.
No,
I didn't
that's
know she
why
was
I was familiar with her. Remember before
go ahead and cut that up for me. I need that one.
So
I need
she,
that one. To
so
play
she
back
do
later.
This in the video.
Kaya. Cooking with Kaya.
And then she started twerking and all this other stuff.
That's what I had seen.
And then she shows the food, like what she get ready to cook.
Yeah.
So apparently a lot of people was hating on her.
She's the Taylor Mathis of cooking. The Walking Bets of cooking.
Who's okay.
You've seen her.
Okay.
Walking Bets.
Oh, okay. I didn't get it when you said Walking Bets.
Okay, I got you.
She's the Walking Bets of cooking.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah,
yeah. That's the only reason somebody had shown it to me or I came across it or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I felt old, man. I'm like, who is this person, man? Why does everybody keep bringing this? Why is she popping up in my time? Like, not even her videos, but the name kept popping up in my timeline.
Yeah.
Like, who is that? So Uncle Boot Man felt old, man.
Honestly, the 281 said, Reggie, it's too late. You already snitched on yourself. I feel like I am honest enough that I'd be willing to tell you the truth about that. I sincerely, and I honestly feel more embarrassed about the fact that I didn't see that she was twerking and that it was just like, ooh, that mac and cheese looks good, right? Like that is the place that I was at. I was like, ooh, that looks like something I'd like
to
make.
You saw the kid-friendly version of it.
I guess so. I really and truly did think, that looks good. I would like to make that mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you will.
All right.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
with Kaya.
No. I know enough to know that that would be a bridge too far. If I can make this uncomfortable for everybody, yeah. She is 17 years old.
Oh,
y'all be careful.
Oh, did not know
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Stop that.
Who? I'm not familiar with
that. That's
her.
Right.
Anyway.
Correct.
All right. So my next confession, like, you know, much of the world, many people around the world, I love Christmas. Who doesn't love Christmas? It's always good.
Haters.
But we all hate certain things about Christmas, right? I have a new thing. That's my confession. I have a new thing that I hate about Christmas.
I need to figure out what I hate about Christmas.
Everybody has something that or bothers you about Christmas, whatever it may be. So over the last 2 days, the family group text has revolved around, can we open presents at 10 a.m.? Can we open? Because they're all older now and they have the other families, which is cool. I don't want to be that guy. So I will say, go do what you want to do. But anyway, like, no, I've got such and such in the morning. Can we open them at about 1? Well, I've got such and such. This is my 3 kids and their spouses. Can we open them up in the evening? And I'm like, it happens as you get older. Your kids get older and they go their own ways and you shouldn't even bother them. But I've decided we're going to open presents. Whatever, let's say 10 a.m., 9 a.m., whether you're there or not. Like, you can't, the whole gymnastics of scheduling when this family is here and that family is not and getting them all in the same place.
That's what you get for having a loving family and wants to spend time
with them. Well, I know, and that's the good part.
In your face.
But I just can't stand we all want to be, no.
I always find that to be interesting because I've never been a person that's been like, hey, we all have to open our gifts at the same time.
We are.
Yeah, nah, my family was never like that.
Really?
Yeah, by the time you come over, we didn't open our gifts. Yours is over there in the corner.
Honestly, half the time, gifts wasn't even wrapped, right? Like,
that stinks.
Yeah, that was towards the end.
That was towards the end.
But yeah, nah, we got to a point, man. Like,
I almost said something that was going to be real problematic for parents. My bad.
don't do it. Yeah. But man, we used to open our 12 o'clock that night, midnight,
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's all fair game. It's Christmas. Mm-hmm. Technically, it's Christmas. It's all fair game.
Yeah.
So whenever you come over the next day, hey, your gift's in the corner.
The scheduling is just getting.
Yeah, I'm not moving. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
These are my confessions. All right, real quick before this one. Going back to the cooking with Kaya, apparently someone went and did the legwork. She is 22, so I guess continue where you are.
All right, well, okay, fair game. I do remember who she is now.
All right, fair game. Good for you guys.
That jogged my memory, yes.
Excellent. Very good for you guys.
That would have been wild. She was doing all that at 17, man.
I saw that pass down on the timeline, and I was like, okay, so definitely not going there.
Yeah.
I do wonder if there's any level of feeling there for Titans fans. Not that I feel any level of sympathetic, but it is really bad. I might feel just a smidge sympathetic for Will Levis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Because it's pretty bad for Will Levis, right? Apparently, it was clear that Nissan Stadium fans had seen enough of him. This is when Callahan pulled him in after his fourth quarter turnover, right? He had 3 interceptions and a fumble. This is actually the third quarter, so it's third quarter. Tennessee fans started cheering that he had gotten pulled. Right. And they were giving a standing ovation to Mason Rudolph.
And you feel bad about that?
We know who Mason Rudolph is.
You're sympathetic?
I mean, I just.
I'm not.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, I know. I also know how you feel about that woman.
Yes.
But I was just
you
like,
did it right.
Damn, you are done in these streets, huh? Which I don't know if, like, I think the confession is, I'm not sure if that's a good thing for me. Like, I kind of would want them to keep going
with Will Levis.
Yeah. I do think that this is going to be, we've talked about this a little bit. I think this is going to be a year and offseason where that mid-level kind of quarterback, someone like a Sam Darnold, could be there. In fact, it could be Sam Darnold that ends up being the guy that they go and reach and get. Like, I do wonder, like, is this going to be one of those situations where they get, like, one of those low-level veteran quarterbacks who can kind of just hold it down and it'll be a general nuisance to the Texans next year.
Yeah.
That is what I'm concerned about now that it's very evident.
Yeah,
that Will Levis,
I was hoping Will Levis wasn't great, but just good enough.
Yes, that'd have been perfect.
Where they got to keep rolling the dice with him.
But it seems like that might not be the case.
Yeah.
They was literally cheering Mason Rudolph, and I've seen his movies. All right. You good, Fig?
We good, man.
Very good. All right. Somebody said Levis news is embarrassing for the Texans. They should have put him out of his job weeks ago. Touche. Fair enough.
Only quarterback that's had any degree of success here at NRG.
You know what?
That's pretty common in the D'Amico era, man.
What do they say? The exception that proves the rule? Like, you kind of need one of those.
Yeah, that's right.
That happened last year.
That is the way that I choose to look at it because I do not see the other things that are actually the truth. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Why not now? 713-572-4610.
What's going on now?
Couple of tickets to the Baltimore Ravens game on Christmas. Yes, Texas Ticket Tuesday kicks on. And caller number, what are we going for?
Let's go with number four.
Okay, caller number four right now. 713-572-4610.
Keep it easy on Figgy.
Gets a couple of tickets to the Christmas Day game versus the Ravens. There'll be another giveaway during the drive, so keep it locked right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, college football on a Tuesday. It still rides, including, is this dude also going to be the next celebrity head coach in college football? We'll do that next.